All right, welcome to March 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo, and on today's episode, we'll wish James Madison a very happy birthday. I'll talk about the My Lai Massacre in Vietnam and fine wholesome thrash news with Metallica. All right, so let's get started. 1751. Happy birthday, James Madison, father of the Constitution. The oldest of 12 children, James Madison was born at his grandfather's house in Orange County, Virginia, on March 16, 1751. Prone to sickness, Madison had to be homeschooled at his father's house in Montpelier before he attended the College of New Jersey, now known as Princeton. As the American Revolution drew near, Madison tried joining the militia but was too weak to fight. He realized he should not quit his day job as a writer and stuck to that. He worked with George Mason to draft the Virginia Constitution and in 1777 was appointed governor's counsel. Throughout the Revolution, Madison was the primary correspondent with the French. In 1780, he served as one of Virginia's delegates to the Continental Congress. In 1783, he worked on the U.S. Constitution. As a Federalist, he believed in a strong central government split into three parts, the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. And he believed strongly in checks and balances. Too bad he didn't live long enough to see today's politics. But I digress. He worked with John Jay and Alexander Hamilton to write the Federalist Papers, which was basically an infomercial for acceptance of the U.S. Constitution. In 1789, Madison won a seat in the House of Representatives and pushed tirelessly for the adoption of the Bill of Rights. In 1794, Aaron Burr introduced Madison to the widowed Dolly Payne Todd. James and Dolly were soon married. She had a son from her deceased husband, and Madison raised him as if he were his own. Madison retired from politics to spend some time with his new family, but got back into it as his old friend President Thomas Jefferson nominated him Secretary of State in 1801. He helped Jefferson with the Louisiana Purchase as well as organizing the Lewis and Clark Expedition. Meanwhile, overseas, a bitter war was going on between France and Britain, and American ships were caught in the middle of it. Madison oversaw the Embargo Act of 1807 as a result, which prevented America from trading with either side. Though this caused an economic depression in the U.S., he was soundly elected president in 1808. Madison called on Congress to declare war against Great Britain, and thus began the War of 1812. Right before the British sacked and burned down the White House, Dolly was able to secure a portrait of George Washington. The British not only ate Madison's dinner that night, but they also drank his wine. Slap! Americans were victorious against the British military once again, and a new sense of national pride came over America as a result. After 1829, he finally retired from politics for good at Montpelier, where he passed away in 1836. Happy birthday, James! 1968, My Lai Massacre. On the morning of March 16th, the Charlie Company of the 11th Infantry, led by Lieutenant William Calley, launched a brutal assault on the small town of Son Mai in northern South Vietnam. It was right after the Tet Offensive, and Charlie was fired up, treating the village citizens as Kong or Khan sympathizers. Between 200 and 500 unarmed civilians were slaughtered. 50 of them were 3 years old or younger, 69 between the ages of 4 and 7, and 27 over the ages of 70. Women were gang-raped and mutilated with a big C carved into their chests. Yes, there, of course, was a cover-up. But when the story broke out in 1970, international reaction was horrific, as you can imagine. 14 officers were charged of war crimes, but only Charlie's leader, Lieutenant Calley, was convicted, and instead of life imprisonment, he got 10 years, but was out on house arrest after 4. And speaking of disaster news, 1992. During a Metallica show at the Orlando Arena, fans grabbed an usher and hung him by his ankles off the balcony. The band was charged $38,000 for repairs and cleaning after the audience trashed the building. All the seats had to be steam cleaned. And that was fine by the arena officials, who stated it was the biggest grossing one-night concert in the arena's history, and Metallica was gratefully welcomed back. And that's all I've got for March 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and be sure to check out tomorrow's program. Revolution news about Dorchester Heights, Old West news about Jim Bridger, and a happy anniversary to Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. So until then, be sure to check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. You can still see all the dates on there if you go in the calendar. See, folks, that's one great thing about the website. You don't have to listen to this March stuff. You can go on your birthday, your mom's birthday, your girlfriend's birthday, whatever day you want. I'm totally flexible, and after all, this is America. So the website is there to facilitate that. And also let me know what you think about the show on the comment board. Do you agree? Do you not agree? Love to hear your thoughts. You can also catch me on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone.